Jan Morrow of Cornell in Chippewa County says prices have been too low for too long for dairy farmers, while the prices of dairy products at the local grocery store have gone up. She blames, among other things, U.S. ag policies for that discrepancy. So on July 4th, she plans to dump a day's worth of milking down the drain. She's encouraging others to do the same. Morrow says her operation is losing money. She and her husband have had to take out loans.
We are asking for at least $18 a hundredweight. You know, right now we are sitting at right around $14. At $18, at least then we can pay our bills.
The USDA says milk sold for almost $15 a hundredweight in May. Morrow says if the farm's machinery stops working, the cost for repairs would put her out of business. Last year, organizations, including the USDA, predicted milk prices would improve enough for many dairy farmers to start their climb out of the red. While prices have been better so far this year, Wisconsin dairy market specialist Bob Kropp says they're well below expectations.
Buyers see the milk production growing. They're very soft in buying. There's plenty of product right now available to fill demand, other than butter's a little tight, and milk production is increasing.
Morrow is joining at least one other dairy producer from New York State in what she hopes will be a nationwide milk dump to protest low market prices. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.